Chapter 3. Ignatia staggered up the brick path to the house, climbed the steps painfully, and rang the bell. One stalk of the dead banana tree had expired and collapsed stiffly onto the hood of the Plymouth.
"Ignatius, baby!"
Mrs. Riley cried when she opened the door.
"What's wrong? You look like you're dying."
"My valve closed on the streetcar."
"Lord, come in quick out the cold."
Ignatia shuffled miserably back to the kitchen and fell into a chair.
"The personnel manager at that insurance company treated me very insultingly."
"You didn't get the job?"
"Of course I didn't get the job."
"What happened?"
"I would rather not discuss it."
"Did you go to the other places?"
"Obviously not. Do I appear to be in a condition that would attract prospective employers? I had the good judgment to come home as soon as possible."
"Don't feel blue, precious."
"Blue? I am afraid that I never feel blue."
"Now don't be nasty. You'll get a nice job. You only been on the streets a few days,"
his mother said and looked at him.
"Ignatius, was you wearing that cap when you spoke to the insurance man?"
"Of course I was. That office was improperly heated. I don't know how the employees of that company managed to stay alive, exposing themselves to that chill day after day. And then there are those fluorescent tubes baking their brains out and blinding them. I did not like the office at all. I tried to explain the inadequacies of the place to the personnel manager, but he seemed rather uninterested. He was ultimately very hostile."
Ignatius let out a monstrous belch.
"However, I told you that it would be like this. I am an anachronism. People realize this and resent it."
"Lord, babe, you gotta look up."
"Look up?"
Ignatius repeated savagely.
"Who has been sowing that unnatural garbage into your mind?"
"Mr. Mancuso."
"Oh my God, I should have known. Is he an example of looking up?"
"You ought to hear the whole story of that poor man's life. You ought to hear what this sergeant at the precinct's trying—"
"Stop!"
Ignatius covered one ear and beat a fist on the table.
"I will not listen to another word about that man. Throughout the centuries, it has been the Mancusos of the world who have caused wars and spread diseases. Suddenly, the spirit of that man is haunting this house. He has become your Svengali."
"Ignatius, get a hold of yourself."
"I refuse to look up. Optimism nauseates me. It is perverse. Since man's fall, his proper position in the universe has been one of misery."
"I ain't miserable."
"You are."
"No, I ain't."
"Yes, you are."
"Ignatius, I ain't miserable. If I was, I'd tell you."
"If I had demolished private property while intoxicated and had thereby thrown my child to the wolves, I would be beating my breast and wailing. I would kneel in penance until my knees bled."